Senate Rules Committee to order Senators Lyason, Rhodey, and Sturzaluski on hand. The first item we have is Senate Bill 73. This is a retirement incentive program. We have staff from Senator Duncan's office. He's very desirous of seeing this legislation be scheduled and get to the other side. I think it did have three referrals, and this item has gone through the State Affairs, Hess, and the Finance Committee. We've had a memo just handed out from Senator Duncan talking about just some of the basics of the program, and I was pleased to know that there was a departmental or an audit done by legislative. Well, this was done by the administration, was it, or
legislative audit?
Pardon me?
Legislative audit.
Was it? Oh, yes, it was. Okay, by the legislative auditor, talking about savings, both from the TERS and PERS portion of it. Senator Lyason, do you have any general questions you wanted to ask before?
We've done this business.
Senator
this
Rhodey?
Is an old friend.
Yeah.
Madam Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 73 be calendared at the discretion of the chair.
Unanimous consent?
Yes, ma'am.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And there is a letter of intent on that also.
There is?
Yes.
My motion included the letter of intent.
Let's take a quick look at that letter of intent. It's right after the committee report. Have you found that yet? It's right after the...
Yeah.
This, apparently before, there were a lot of directors that that retired that may have been... Judy, do you want to... Roxanne, I'm sorry.
We had a number of deputy commissioners and commissioners retire under the program, and that was clearly inappropriate. It did not belong to the intent of the program. And they're specifically excluded in the bill, but Senator Duncan felt that there are some career directors who have worked in the state for a long time and have worked through a number of different administrations, and that it would be appropriate, since they're in longevity steps, for the most part, that they be able to participate, provided the agency can show a cost saving.
Well, they're not barred, though, Roxanne.
No, they're
just
not.
Just
that's
the
what the letter of intent addresses.
Okay. Any objection?
You say some commissioners retired on that program?
Two that I know of.
Who are they?
I think Emil Nadi retired in the Commissioner Sundberg.
Oh, I see. Well, was Emil Nadi a commissioner at the time to pass that bill?
The first one, yes.
Really pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that was tightened up. Any objection to having the letter of intent included in the approval? Senator O'Toole, thank you very much, Roxanne. And you might convey to Senator Duncan any of the questions that were asked here, so he'll be aware of that. Thank you. Senate Bill 202, Judiciary Aggravation of Presumptive Sentencing, by Senator Binkley and a whole host of co-sponsors. Gone to Judiciary and then to Rules. There was zero fiscal note on Judiciary. And a CS is coming, will not put on floor until received, until you get the CS on the fiscal note.
Judiciary CS will be zero.
Okay. Because we do have the Judiciary CS, but we don't have the fiscal note.
That's correct.
Great.
Do you wish your motion?
Yes, please.
Madam Chairman, I would move that, in unanimous consent, that Senate Bill 202 be calendared at the discretion of the chair.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And the last issue is HCR 12, the Marine Highway Master Plan. This is by Representative Hudson. There's a Senate committee substitute from Transportation. And it's quite a detail. This has had a long... I guess Transportation was the only referral in the House.
Better read it then.
Yeah.
In the House.
In the House. I mean in the Senate. Senate, excuse me, and no fiscal.
Yeah, these crafty Southeastern legislators are.
You don't have to read it then.
Transportation,
no cost.
Finance, rules. Okay, anyone prepared to move that along?
Madam Chairman, I would move National Anonymous Consent that HCR 12 be calendar the discretion of the chair.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you very much. Sorry.
That's fine. I am glad you called because I was going to be down here and I there slipped my mind to get talking to staff and I appreciate your call.
Thank you.